USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One of the nation's largest fuel pipeline operators has temporarily shut down a major pipeline following a cyber attack. Colonial Pipeline says they took certain systems offline, temporarily halting all pipeline operations after a ransomware attack began Friday night. Colonial's pipelines supply fuel to much of the U.S.'s East Coast, carrying more than 2.5 million barrels of fuel a day from refineries on the Gulf Coast to states in the East and South. Representative Nancy Mace says federal authorities will work quickly to try to make sure a similar attack doesn't happen again. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that she's worried about the consequences if the frequency of these attacks increase.
That we're totally unprepared for these kinds of incidences and that they might continue to increase in the future. I mean, that's the greatest fear, and that's why I believe that you'll see the federal government really trying to work hard and help this the company figure out what did happen. We're going to have a lot of questions that we're going to want answered.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you. Go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The U.S. and its allies face an increasing set of threats from potential adversaries such as China, Russia, and North Korea. John Clemens reports.
That was the assessment from Admiral Charles Richard, commander of the U.S. Strategic Command, speaking during a Brookings Institution conference call.
Conditions are changing, and we need to rethink how we're going to do deterrence, particularly under crisis conditions.
While not naming peer adversaries like China or Russia, Admiral Richard said this is a first for the nation.
We have never before as a nation had to deter two peer nuclear-capable competitors at the same time.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And at least 30 people are dead and more than 50 wounded after a bomb exploded Saturday near a girls' school in Kabul. Many of the victims are believed to be students at that school. The Taliban has denied responsibility for the attack, condemning the bombing for targeting civilians. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Sunday is a day to thank Mom for everything she does. Wendy King takes a look back at the origins of Mother's Day from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
It's Mother's Day weekend, and the history of the holiday has some interesting beginnings. Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. For many years, she held an annual Mother's Day meeting in Boston. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.